where you have a concrete object that you own that's an obstacle, is it more like shore or is it more like bore? Meaning they're arguing about what is the relevant factor that separates shore from bore, that makes shore different from bore. Difference between shore and bore, according to Shmuel, who says, Kulam miboro lamadnu, what's the relevant factor that tells you what's a bore and what's a shore, obviously? According to Shmuel, who says, the Avnus Sekin Maso is always a bore, it's because? Because it's Dakolach, that's not holy chomazik, like the Lush of the Mishnah. Right, he says very simple, shore is holy chomazik, and bor is a takala, meaning active versus passive, right? Anything that actively goes and is mazik is a shore, or an eish. But okay, this is more like a shore than an eish, because it's a object and not a fire. And anything that just sits passively and represents and presents an obstacle for things to trip over is a bor. That is the shita of Shmuel. Rav disagrees. And that's probably what we would have thought, especially in light of our Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah said that what's unique to the shore as opposed to bor, is at least the shore as opposed to bor, is that it's holy chomazik, and a bor is not holy chomazik. The Rav assumes differently, and what does Rav assume, right? Rav assumes that the simple shot is that a shore is mamon shalo. A shore means when my object does damage. And that's, then it's very meduyik that it's a shore, it's not an eish, it's not a bor. Shore is something that belongs to me. While a bor is, right, eino mamon shalo, right, and that's the difference. Means why is a bor more makel than a shore? Shmuel thinks it's passive and not active, what's called takala in the lashon of the Rishonim. And Rav thinks because it doesn't belong to me. Maybe it's ke'ilu b'rishuso, but ke'ilu b'rishuso is not the same as b'rishuso mamish. And therefore, if it does belong to me, if it doesn't belong to me, he admits it's a bor, but if it does belong to me, then it becomes a shor. Okay, we're not going into this now, but the Tosos brings up the slight problem. What about a bor in my property that does belong to me, and that is still a bor. Okay, so most Rishonim say, no. Okay, bor in my property, according to Rav, could also be a shore. If I dig a pit in my property in a way that I would be chayev, which may or may not exist, machlokas later. The Ramban has one opinion, the Ramban's second opinion, Melchamos later, that even a bor in my property, is according to Rav, he admits, is a bor and not a shore, because it's not my actual, even though the bor belongs to me, it's in my property, but it's not my actual concrete object that I own that does the damage. Because after all, what does the damage? The space, the lack of dirt that makes someone trip and fall in, right? I didn't put anything that makes you fall in. There's just a lack of dirt that makes you fall in. And therefore, says the Rishonim of many answers, what about, according to Rav, a bor in my property? That four basic answers, just if you've got a chance to look at it, but these are difficult things. Rashi says, Rav thinks a bor in my property is putter. And that's why it doesn't come up, because you shouldn't be in my property in the first place. Tosos thinks a bor in my property would be a shore, according to Rav, except for the fact that there's no chiv for shore in my own property. The Ramban's first answer thinks that a bor in my property, taka is chayv, is a shore, according to Rav. And the Ramban's second answer says a bor in my property is not considered my money. Even though later on the Gemara seems to have a line that says a little differently that we saw, because what trips you, what you hit is my money. You hit my ground at the bottom of the board. But what trips you is the empty space. And the empty space is not really something that you can own. Okay. Interestingly, there's a bit of a machlokas Rishonim. Where do Rav and Shmuel get this from? Why do Rav and Shmuel think they're different ideas? Again, we probably all thought like Shmuel coming in. That's good. We pass like Shmuel and Mamanos. But where do Rav and Shmuel get these different ideas from? So there are three basic approaches. These are sort of fundamentally different ideas about what makes bor unique. What makes bor a bor? That it's passive or that it's not owned by me. The three basic approaches are lama savar rav kach u'shmuel kach. Rashi says, and this is very difficult, because it seems to be the opposite of what it says in the Gemara later on. But Tosfos defends it. But Rashi says l'shita that nechleku. They really have a different machlokes. L'shitasam shenechleku b'din bor bershuso. Now, there's machlokas. Remember, we saw machlokas hanam. Do you remember Kibim Rabbi Shmuel with the boar the Torah is referring to? Is a boar mishnah or a boar bershuso? Then we saw machlokas rabbi Rav Yosef. Are the tanam agreeing about the rishus rabbi and arguing about the bershuso, or agreeing about the bershuso and arguing about rishus rabbi? In any case, there is one possible machlokas hanam about boar bershuso. Now, the difficult part of saying that rabbi Shmuel l'shitase is A, then they should have mentioned the tanam who argue about it, and B, the Gemara once suggests rabbi Shmuel argue about boar bershuso, but in the opposite direction. So it's a little tachuk. Tosfos thinks it's tachuk, but says Rashi that Rav and Shmuel argue about border shuso, and they argue about lay meaning I dig a pit in my own property next to the street, and your animal falls in. So you could see it both ways. You could say I'm chayiv, I put a pit right next to the street, I'm chayiv, or no, you shouldn't have gone over the borderline, and I'm potter.
Which Rashi is this?
This is the Rashi that was in the bracket on Chav Chesam Beis. Rashi and Chav Chesam Beis. So I'm just going to briefly summarize something in brackets. Just briefly, Rav holds that Bor Birshuso is a potter, and Shmuel holds Bor Birshuso Chayev. Since Shmuel holds Bor Birshuso Chayev, therefore we see a Bor is even if you own it. What makes a Bor? Bor Takala. Since Rav holds Bor Birshuso potter, and only a Bor Birshuso Rav is Chayev, so it makes a Bor. Bor is that it's. And therefore, Lachain Bor Nikra Bor Afal Pi Bahavi Mamon Shalom. And Shmuel thinks, no, Rav thinks it's not called a Bor if it's your Mamon. Okay, that's one possibility. The Ramban in the Milchamos there, based on the Yerushalmi, technically, I think it's the Milchemes Hashem. I never saw it with a Vav in any Shas, but Shiva they call Milchemes, no? The Ramban says, based on the Yerushalmi, this Lishitase, have another strange machlokas that we mentioned once, and hopefully we'll get back to. Chavoto and Havalo. Are you chayef for the animal hitting the board, the impact, or are you chayef for the stale air, the hot air in the board, the damage done by the hot air in the board? So, he says here, Rav is also Lishitase, that Rav holds that the chiyuv bor is al havalo the lo chavato, and Shmuel holds the chiyuv bor is al havato and havalo. Meaning, are you chayv for the animal hitting the bor or only for the stale air in the bor? For the heat of the air in the boar. And therefore, says the Milchamos, Rav says that the chiv is only for hevel. You're not chayav for hitting the boar, unlike anything we thought. It's a good thing we don't pass like Rav, because then it would be very hard to explain to the little kids when we learn Parshas Mishpatim. Rav says you're not chayav when the animal hits the bottom of the boar. Very interesting shita. You're only chayav when the animal dies because of the heat of the hot air in the boar, the hevel, or the lack of oxygen in the boar, which goes together with the hot air. So Rav says you're only chayav if he's damaged by the air in the boar. Okay, you could have analyzed this very differently, says the Ramban. Therefore, what do we see? We see that Chiyuv Bor Shayach Rak Al Avir She'eino Mamun Shalo. While Shmuel holds that no, Chiyuv Bor Shayach Al Karka She'yocho Leos Mamon Shalom. Right? Shmuel thinks you're chayef for hitting the bottom of the boar, which might belong to you or might not. But we see the chiyuv of boar is something that belongs to you or not. Whether or not it belongs to you, it's a chiyuv of boar. Rav says, no, the chiyuv of boar is only if you're killed by the air. No one can own air, which shows the chiyuv of boar is only for something that you don't own. Okay, so those are two ways that the Rashi and Ramban try to say, where are they getting this from? They're getting this from some pre-existing machlokas. Either they argue about how to interpret the psukim. Are you chayiv in a boar in your rishus? And Shmuel says, you're chayiv in a boar in your rishus. That proves the chiyuv boar is whether you own it or not, if it's a passive takala. Rav says, you're not chayiv in a boar in your rishus, only in the street. And therefore concludes by default that the chiyuv boar is only if you don't own the obstacle. Mochana says, no, maybe it's the Shitasim of Havalon Chavata, which they get from Drushes of Psukim. Rav says, you're only chai for damage of the air in the boar, which no one can own air. And therefore, the chi of boar is only on things you don't own, otherwise it's a shore. Shmuel says, no, you're chai for hitting the bottom of the boar, which you might or might not own, depending if it's in your chatzer or in the street. Therefore, since the chi of the boar is for hitting the bottom, and you might own the bottom of the boar, therefore we see chi of a boar is even if you own it, as long as it's passive takala.
How can you by Tevil, by Avnon and
Sakina? Okay, that is an excellent question. That is really the question that little Tosos that I put in brackets in the course of that, but I skipped on the bound about Dalim and Aleph, and I think I'm still going to skip that. It's a great question. The short answer is that this gets a little tricky, that Rav would have to admit that you're chai for the chibut if it's Avno Sokino Masa'o, where you actually own it. Rav would admit that if you actually put a concrete object there, you're chai for the chibut made by that concrete object, which then undermines the Derech of the Melchamos, which, you know, we'll leave that with Tzarech Ian for now. Okay, Tosos has a third approach. Just be Svara. Tosos says, no, they're not arguing the Shitasim of anything else. They're just arguing Svara. The Torah was Makel on a boar. The Torah said a boar is more Makel than some of the other Avos Nezikin, right? Why did the Torah say a boar is more Makel? They're just arguing Svara. It's not the Shitasim of anything else. I mean, the other Rishonim could also hold a Svara. But the Svara would have to be behind the other thing. Or the Svara would have to come out. But they say, just let me Svara. Shmuel just thought when the Torah made a separate parsha of boar and said boar is different from shore, it makes. It's passive. It's a takala. It's not moving. And Rav just think, no, when the Torah made a parsha of boar, just me Svara, it meant because you don't own it. And that's the chiyuv of Nezikin for things you don't own. Okay. That is just by way of background. Now let's get back into the conversation we were having last time, which is Shmuel, who says, Miboro Lamadnu, has a very easy time. He compares this to a boar, and it has exactly the same dinim as a boar. And it really is like a boar. Meaning, what's it if I dig a pit, or I put a stone in the street? Either way, has the same characteristics. It is Tchilas Asiyasu L'Nezek, the Gemara will say a little later, from when I first created it. It was dangerous. It is Eino Holichu Mazek. It is Ein Bo Brachayim, and all the characteristics of Bor Shalom Yisrael. What Tosfos here struggles with, that we're in the middle of discussing last time, Tabla Yulam Beis, is Rav Shita of Mishor Lamadnu. For how can you learn exactly from what does it mean you learn from Shor? And how can you learn from Shor if there's an obvious difference? That Shor, like we said in the Mishnah already said you can't learn from Shor. It says Shor is Ruachayim and Neholik Mazik. And the point of the Mishnah, remember, Tosfos said, the point of the Mishnah is telling us if the Torah had said only one on the Zikim, we couldn't learn the other cases from it, because they're different. So if the Torah only said Shor, we could not have learned Avno Sakino Maso from it, because it's not Holuch Mazik, and it's not Ruchai. But even for Shor and Ish together, you couldn't have learned, because it's not Holuch Mazik. So that is a Tema. What does Rav mean by Mishoro Lamadnu? How can you learn from Shor if it's not comparable to Shor, because it's not Holuch Mazik? And that's in the first Mishnah, like, that's not a fancy Svara. Right? Everyone knows that Svara. So, there are four basic approaches what he means by Mishor Lamadnu, some of which are explicable, some of which are less explicable. We started with the Ravid, and the Ravid said, I won't review the whole Ravid now, what did the Ravid basically say? He basically said that we learn only from Shor. His only concern in that whole Ravid was, how do we know what kind of Shor to learn from? How do we know whether we should learn from Keren or we should learn it from Shein Varego? Now, obviously, we learn it from Keren and not Shein Varego because it's Chayiv Moshe Sarabim, right? That's obvious. We're saying Moshe Sarabim. So how do we know to learn from Keren and not Shein Varego? And then he says, well, basically because, like, Keren is Kavanos Lahazik, and this is similar to Kavanos Lahazik because the guy is an intelligent human being who is putting something where it doesn't belong, where it's dangerous, therefore it's more like Keren. Okay, that's a summary of the Ravid. So, what are the basic shitas? In the number one is the Ravid. only from shore, shore being Karen. Okay, and the Ravid seems inexplicable because he's not bothered at all by the fact that it's not holy chumazik. Doesn't bother him in the least. Right? It's as if, now, again, it's not as if the Ravid didn't think of that question, right? Like you could say sometimes, maybe it was a very, very clever question the Achronim came up with and the Ravid didn't think of it. No, this is the first Mishnah, meaning obviously the Ravid thought of this question. He just thought it was so posh it shouldn't bother you. It never bothered me in holy chumazik. The comparison to shore, he didn't even think you needed to explain why it's comparable to shore. He only thought within shore you need to explain if it's more like Shane Varagula or more like Karen. But the fact is, like, shore was pasha to him. So this is difficult. So Rech Iyun, Dehare, Eino, Holy Chumazik. Right? What he, and it doesn't have Rechayim, but this is good enough. What the Rebbe does discuss, I can accept his answer. How do you know it's Karen and not Shane Varego? So the answer is, it's like Kavanos, it's the equivalent of Kavanos Lahazik, because of the Pshia the Bailim. By Pshia the Bailim, he doesn't mean just they were a little negligent and weren't so careful. That's true of all the Obs and Zekin. What he meant is, they were callous, right? The Bailim were really, you know, Pshia, like we said, Koshea and not in Hebrew. Right? The Bailim did something really inexcusable. Okay, so that makes it more like Karen, where the animal's trying to damage. That part I can accept. What he doesn't ask is what's still mysterious. Okay, let's see. What about the fact that he compares to Karen Muad and not Karen Tam? So there, I can handle Tosos' answer, which is Tosos says, you know why it's like Karen Muad and not Karen Tam? Tosos starts the name of the Ravid. Hi, new Karen. Dushin Ravid, it's comparable to Karen. But don't compare it to Muad. Why not compare it to Muad? Well, I'm sorry, don't compare it to Tam. There's no difference between Tam and Muad. He says, because Tam and Muad, I can handle that. Meaning this is based on certain assumptions, but this is based on common sense assumptions. Right? I mean, everything's based on certain lumdish assumptions. But when it's the common sense, we're not going to unpack it yet. Tam and Muad makes sense for animals, which have different ways about them, and which have patterns, and which can learn behavior, etc. But like an inanimate object, then it makes sense that it shouldn't have been between Tam and Muad, because there's no question of how it's going to act. It always acts the same way. So then it makes sense that it would be Muad. It's based on assumption, I can grant it. I can handle that. Then Batos' then question, which is, okay, I put holy chumazik, but they're all the same thing. Okay, that gets a little tricky. Before we get to the mainstream answer of Tosa, let's mention two other weird answers. One answer which I don't understand at all, which is the Tosos or Beta Peretz in the name of Tosos. He says it's learned from the Tzad HaShaveh of Shor and Eish. Okay, he doesn't understand that either. I don't know, maybe it's just a game of broken telephone. It's always hard when you only see a shita quoted by someone who doesn't think it makes sense. How serious of a shita really is it? So the Tosfos and Peretz says he saw this in Tosos, so you think it's a serious shita, but you know, you never know, because you're not saying, like, I saw this in Tosos, it's a good shot. Saying I saw it in Tosos, it's a bad shot. So maybe he just had a sofer in his Tosos. Maybe he just had a Talmud Toa. So I don't know if it's a real shita or not, right? Question whether this counts as a real shita or not. Of course, the problem is, how does Shor and Eish help anything? Shor and Eish are both holochomazic. That's exactly the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah, whatever Mava means, whatever Shor means, the Mishnah is saying that Shor and Eish, at the very least, are holochomazic, and you couldn't learn something that's not holochomazic from them. So I have no idea how to rescue this idea of learning from Sada Shava of Shor and Eish.
It's the same answer for the Ravan.
I haven't given the answer for the Ravid yet, so you don't know. I don't think so, but if you do, you'll say, Tzarech Iyun Gadol, Dehare Eino Holichu Mazik. And the reason I find this more inexplicable than the Ravid is because he's getting into Tzad HaShaveh already. He's acknowledging that, each Av has advantages, disadvantages, I'm getting into Tzad HaShaveh, and still he thinks that Tzad HaShaveh doesn't make sense. That's strange. The Ravid's not getting into it, so maybe it's something up his sleeve. But let's go, one other weird shita before we get to Tosfos. The other weird shita is the Tosfei Tosfos HaRosh. Okay, what are Tosfei Tosfos HaRosh? I assume that it means that, you know, things that were added to the Tosfos HaRosh, meaning, you know, he found, I guess, things that were added to the Tosfos HaRosh somehow. The Shita Gebetz is called the Tosfei Tosfos HaRosh. He says, a pshat which makes perfect sense,
I don't understand. What would be the Tanashava?
I have no idea. Oh, the Tanashava is dark on the Hazek, which we also Olecha. But, like, what's the Havdi? That's why I don't understand this pshat number two at all. And maybe it's not a real pshat, because it's never quoted by anyone who endorsed it. Because, like, once you get into Tzad HaShavuz, it's the wrong Tzad HaShavuz. At least the Rebbe didn't get into it. Meaning, he never got into Tzad HaShavuz. But if you're getting into Tzad HaShavuz, why? I can't explain two. Three, it works perfectly if you accept the assumption. What is the Tosafot Rosh say? I think it's like the last person that Shinui Metzis, maybe. He says, Tzad HaShavuz of Shor and Bor Dinizokin. The Chayav Al Hakelim says, this is based on a strange Yerushalmi. The Tosafot and Peretz also, I didn't put in the chorus quotes, this strange Yerushalmi in our Sugya, in the previous Sugya. Remember we had about bottom Gimel and Aleph, the Bor Tes and Bor Yud, says that this strange Yerushalmi, and we don't hold like it, don't worry. The Yerushalmi says something very strange. Remember when we said Shor v'lo Adam, right? Let's review. Says the Yerushalmi, says the Chumash, Shor v'lo Adam, right? Shor v'lo Adam. Okay, what do we darshan? Shor, sorry, that's not what the Chumash says. The Chumash says Shor o Chamor. We darshan shor v'lo Adam, chamor v'lo kelim, right? You're pater on Adam and you're pater on kelim. What is the nature of the pater on Adam? What did we just say? Mm-hmm. For what are you pater on Adam for? What are you chayev? What? Pater from Misa. Pater Misa, chayev bin Zakin. What about kelim? So, simple pshat is, in case you know that by Adam is a difference in Misa and Nizakim, right? We explain why even Misvar is doing Misa and Nizakim about Adam. I mean, it's obvious to all of us. If you say a person was killed, or if you say a person was hurt, those are two very, very different things, right? If you say a pot was killed, or a pot was damaged, doesn't sound like two different things to you, right? Like, there is no Misa and Nizakin by Kalim. So the standard assumption is that no difference. That's a Torgomer and Kalim, right? So, Torgomer. That is Halacha L'maisa. Torgomer and Kalim. However, the Yerushalmi says something strange. Says the Yerushalmi, which is quoted in Tosas Rosh, says, when the Torah says bor, and then it says bor again, that's the teacher. Remember the Shalmi Drash and Tosos? It says bor twice. Ki yichrish bor, o ki yiftach ish bor. Bor lemisa, bor lenzakin. And then when it says shor v'lo adam chamor v'lo kelim, it means that a bor din misa is potter on adam v'kelim. But a bor din zakin is chayiv on kelim. That's what it says in the Yerushalmi. It says the Yerushalmi, bor din misa, Potter al Kalim, Bor Dinezakin, Chayav al Kalim. Now this Yerushalmi, it is very strange, because like, who cares, right? If the Kli was, you know, Bor Dinezakin, Bor Dinezakin, what does this Yerushalmi mean? So the Rishonim assume, what does this Yerushalmi mean? A Bor Tes is Chayav on Kalim. Chayav on Chamor, Shor, Adam, and Kalim. Bor Tes is Chayav on everything. So it says bor twice, a bor tes is chayv and everything, but a bor yud is only chayv on behema, not on killing an adam, and not on kalim. That's how the Yerushalmi understand that a bor yud is chayv, is potter and kalim, a bor tes is chayv on kalim, bor yud is potter. So, now, I might have interpreted this Yerushalmi differently. Not that I understand in common sense why the Torah would say so. How might you have interpreted this Yerushalmi? That what
times is damaging
here? Yeah, maybe it depends how damaged the kli got. If a kli is dented, then you're chayav. If a kli is totally destroyed, you're potter. Not that I'm sure why the Torah would have said that either. I don't understand either. Either way, I don't understand the svar of the Yerushalmi. Okay, remember I said once I tried to give svars for everything I'm in Bothlis. I have to work harder. Okay, I'll see. Maybe during Chorus. work harder, find smarter for everything in your shop. But the, I'm not sure what it means. Did it mean there's a difference between a cleat being damaged and a cleat dying, being destroyed? I can dent my my pan, or I can break it in half. You know, I could chip my plate, or I could shatter my plate. Or did it mean what the Rishonim assume? No, it's didn't do our test in Bor Yud. So say the Rishonim. Here, I'm not sure what it means. Does it mean Chayav al Nizke Kalim Upotter al Misas Kalim al Ibud Gomer Shel Kalim? You know, Shvira Shel Kalim? Shvira Sakalim?
That's in insurance, right?
In the car.
Total
loss. Right. Total loss, right? In Hebrew, it's total loss, one word. total loss. Anyway, or does it mean Bortes is Chayav al Hakalim and Bor Yud is Potter on Kalim, which is what the Rishonim assume. Right? This is what the Bali Tosos assume. Right. This is what the Bali Tosos assume. I haven't found anyone who assumes the other way.
But what they say about in the case if it was a bore so ten and some kind of filled in.
That what?
If it was a bore you and some kind of filled in, so if it became bore test, who would be high the guy who would
I don't know. Serbian, I'm not sure. Okay, anyway, basically what did the Tosos Tosei Rosh say? He says very pushy. You can learn from a Tzad HaShaveh of shore and a bore test. After all, Shor and Bortes are both Chayiv and Kalim, right? So, Tzad HaShaveh, these are two things that are dark and lahazik, shmiras and alecha, and are Chayiv and Kalim. Likewise, this is Chayiv and Kalim. You couldn't have learned, why could you not have learned only from a Bortes? Maybe because you would have said, what's a boy different about a Bortes, that it can't kill anyone? I'm not sure. Sarachiyun, exactly. What? Okay, but then you should say Kal Homer. Anyway, this is, let's assume it's Nicha, Im Tzimtzolomar, Bor Dinizokin, Chayav, Al Hakelim, Aval, Lo Kaimulan Kach. Right, okay. If you grant them an assumption, maybe you'll get it to work somehow. But we don't hold that way, so that's not a mainstream way either. The mainstream way most of the Bali Tosfos is the standard Bali Tosfos is that what's it? What is it? It's a Tzad HaShaveh de Shor, meaning Keren Ubor. Tzad HaShaveh of Shor and Bor. Then the question just becomes, which also leaves us our Eon.
Why
doesn't it have the coolest of both? After all, we normally have a rule, Dayo Lova Min Adin Lios Kenidon. We can't learn that something's more chomer than that which we learn it from. And therefore, it should be Potter and Caleb. And that's Tosa's question, right? Tosa's question is, right, he doesn't use the word dayo, but this seems to be, what's the idea of dayo lovman in leus nidon? When you learn something from something else, it can't be more chomer than that which you learned it from. And even when you learn it from two things, it can't be more chomer than either of them. Right? So for example, the classic case of the hachamim, say dayo lovman in leus nidon, is keren bershus hanizak. We can say keren bershus hanizak, what do we say? If shein v'rega, which is potter bershus harabim, is chayim nezek shalim bershus hanizak, Karen, which is Chayiv Chatzi Nezik Mishus Harabin. Shouldn't it for sure be Chayiv Nezik Shalom Mishus HaNizak? Or Tarfon holds that. And we say no. We say you're learning it from a combination of two things. From Karen Tam, from Karen, you're learning from Karen Mishus Harabin and from Shein Borega Mishus HaNizak. Right? This is, what does Dayo mean? Let's just make sure we know how Dayo works. And again, I'm telling you the opinion of the Chacham. You want Rabbi Tarfon, we have to wait till we get there. Here we have Keren Bershus HaRabim Shein V'Regel Bershus HaNizak. We're combining them to learn Keren Birshus HaNizak, Rabbi Tarfon wants to say, Karen Birshus HaNizak should for sure be Chayiv Nezek Shalim. After all, think of it again. Shein V'Regel is Potter in the street, but in your yard it's Nezek Shalim. Karen, which is Chayiv Half in the street, should for sure be Chayiv Nezek Shalim in your yard. Saying no, Dari Lovin didn't know. You know, it can't be more Chomer than it can't be more Chomer than either thing. It has to have the coolest of both. Therefore, since we can't say, let's take the chumrah of Shein V'Regel B'Shus HaNizak and Nezek Shalim. Rather, we have to take the more makel option, say the Chachamim, the rule of Dayo is, this would be Chatzi Nezek. And this would be Nezek Shalim. So, Dayo tells us that we have to take the more makel, and we paskin against our retire phone, that it's only Chatzi Nezek. Okay, now that's basically Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos Kasha is that the standard words of Limud, the rules of Limud should be, Avol Kasha came to be born Nami Yolif, Lifter with Kalim Kabar, right? And the whole machlok is Rav and Shmuel is Kalim, right? The whole sheet of Rav is that Mishorah Lamadnu and Chayav Al HaKalim. If you look later on, the third paragraph, they quote the machlokas, that's his whole point. From the Chayav Kalim. How are you Chayav Kalim? Rav would say learn from Shor, Kavaldik, we're just not sure how. The Tosus, Rabbi and apparently the Tosus, we have no idea. Learn from Shor and Aish, that's great, they're both Chayav and Kalim, but like, how do you get from there to this? Tosus, and Rush says, yeah, learn from Bor and Shor. Tosus, Rosh, Chayav and Kalim, if it's a Bor test, but that's based on a really strange assumption that's hard to imagine the Bavli agrees with. I'm not even sure if Yerushalmi agrees with that, but... And Bali Tosus say Shor and Bor. The problem is you should have the Kula of both. And here is where, I gave you a frustrating assignment. I said, look through the Tzidim Rebet says, there's all these people who say, all these Bali Tosfos, who say things that sound a little similar, and you're not sure who's saying the same as what, and what exactly they mean. Let's try and figure out exactly what they're saying. what a few of them say is... There are different ways to say this. There are two basic drachim are going to be either change the rules of Limud of Dayo, saying no, the rules of Limud are not what Tosfos thought. Or say a chiddush, right? And we're not sure exactly what everyone means, but let's say at least some of the pshatim are. What are the two drachim we're going to have to answer this? One derech is not change the rules. We don't know what the rules are, but make certain assumptions that Tosfos doesn't make, right? About the rules of Limud. So one way is going to say, use the rules of Bameh Hatzad, or Bameh Matzino, right? Is to work, right, to make assumptions about the rules of Limudin. One option of that is clear in the Tosfos Bein Peretz. Maybe that's also what some of the other Mefarshim mean. But I think that's clear in Tosfos Bein Peretz. What does Tosfos Bein Peretz mean? He says, Ein omrim dayo mipalga didina. Okay, it's a very technical lashon, and the kind of technicalities that in our yeshiva we don't usually get into so much. We get into more lumdish technicalities, not drasha, lima, and yidgo midos technicalities. Ein omrim dayo mipalga didina. Okay, that's what Tosfos Bein Peretz says. This is a fundamental shita. The Achronim, you know, there are a lot of Sfarim of Achronim that we're not so familiar with, who go through the rules of the Yud Gimel Midah Shetar Nivresh Bahem and all the details. So in those Sfarim, I forgot where I saw this, but it was, I think, like the last paragraph in the Encyclopedia Talmudis under Dayo, if I recall correctly, said, there's a machlokes in a case like this, whether you say Dayo Mipalga Dedina. What does it mean? Dayo mipalga didina, literally from half the din. What he means is this. What he means is, let's just give him A. Omrim dayo Nipalga de Dina. What he means is this, that there's a fundamental difference between our case and the classic case of Dayo. In the classic case of Dayo, we want to be mechayiv, nezek, sholem. We want to be mechayiv, nezek. Hold on a second.
Yeah. We should say nezek, right?
Yeah, but I just...
Well, mechayiv more.
No, I just lost my... Okay. I just lost what I thought made sense to me. So either it really did make sense to me and I just lost it, or it really never made sense to me and I just realized it. Anyway, what's the basic principle? Let's take it this way. I thought it all made sense. But what he's saying is that the fundamental difference is this. That over here we have a Bame Matzino. One second, hold on.
So you need both.
Give me half a second. I think this is the basic difference. Over there, in this case, we have, I know we didn't really, maybe we're not as familiar with this case, and maybe I'm not going to explain it well. In this case, we have a Kal v'chomer. What we're saying is that we're basically... Yeah. Okay. The best we don't say. Basically, what we're saying is we can't say make it like the most makel of the two, which is bor. No, make it like the more machber of the two, which is shor. So why over there can't we also make it like the more machber of the two? Maybe it's going to come down to the same thing in the end. I think it's going to come down to the same thing in the end. That maybe what he means is, after all, he's saying, basically what he's saying is, don't take the more makel of the two, take the more machber of the two. But normally we do take the more makel of the two, so you can say, this is a Kal v'chomer, here it's a Bameh Matzino. What's the difference?
You need both factors.
What does that say, take the primary one here, to say that both of them show that the chiyuv is taloi, and only one of them, you can always rely on the other one. Like, this one's a technical rule in Dayan. And in a Kal v'chomer, there's really only one thing that's being done. That's the
Melamed. Yeah.
Here there's two
Melamed. Okay. That's and over there, what's the one Melamed?
Well, Melamed is really from Karen. I mean,
why is the Melamed really from Karen?
Which one of the two Dayos there were you using in the Mishnah later on?
Both. You have to include all, you have to get everything.
Okay, fine. So if you're learning that Karen should be Nezek Shalim, so you're learning from, let's say, Shane Varegal. Shane Varegal are Nezek Shalem in this case, so Karen certainly should be, because Karen's more common. So, like, if learning from Shane Varegal, then Shane Varegal is the only Lima. And
so,
then it,
if you're learning from Shane Varegal, then there's no Dayo. Shane Varegal is Nezek Shalem, so this should be Nezek Shalem. Okay. So now you're in trouble. Let me just backtrack for a second then. Because we're not going to fully understand exactly what he means. Let me give it one more chance. Says the Rabbeinu Peretz, right? V'shem alom minu dayo mipal gadinu dehainu michad hamalamdim elam kena kula shava b'shnehem. Can't say dayo from one of the things, only if there's a kula in both of them.
Or if you need both of them.
Okay, but over here, we take the kula from one of them, right? From Karen Ber Shosaravim. I think the difference is that there, we know that it's Karen, right? I think it's going to have to come down to that. Okay, basically, let's say like this, okay? One possibility is that there's Dayo only when learning from K Karen to Karen, like in this case, we're learning Karen from Karen. Obviously, it's a kind of Karen, right?
In Karen, we don't it's not how many to say that we have to be either Hanan or Zeke or...
Correct. That's what he's saying. Karen to Karen.
We know the different types of Kurdish.
Using, there's, Daya was only, let's say this. And I think this is what the Tosafot read. Daya was only when learning from one example, from one case to one case. From one, Daya is when learning from one case to one case. What do I mean? Here we're learning Karen from Karen. Yeah, we're using Shein V'Regel to like help the Lima, but it's clearly Karen. Right? Over here, we know what Avid is. It's Karen. Right? So we're learning from one case to one case, but not when learning from two cases to one case. And what I mean by that is, over here you're learning one case of Karen from another case of Karen. It's all within Karen. So it can't be worse than the original Karen. Over here you're learning something from a Tzad HaShav of Shor and Bor. It's not exactly Shor and it's not exactly Bor. Since it's not exactly Shor and it's not exactly Bor, therefore it has the Chumras of both. Right? What I mean is, since this case is neither Shor nor Bor, it has chumros of both. Daya is only when learning one kind of Karen from another kind of Karen, you say Daya. Can't be worse than the kind of Karen you started with. But over here, when you're learning Avdo Sakino Maso from Shor and Bor, and it's not one kind of Bor for another kind of Bor, or one kind of Shor for another kind of Shor. According to Rav, it's actually a new thing from Shor and Bor. When you learn a new thing from two things, there's no Daya. That's what means by Palga de Dina. You can't learn Daya from half of what it is. That's Tosfos Bein Haperetz.
Isn't he trying to answer Tosfos?
He's trying to answer Tosfos' question. Tosfos obviously disagrees with his assumption, right? Because Tosfos didn't answer.
He didn't answer.
Sure.
But if it's neither Shor...
It's neither Shor nor Bor to learn from Shor nor Bor. Else.
But it has the Chumrus of both.
Meaning, when you learn from Keren to Keren, then it has all the kulos of Keren. But when you learn from Shor plus Bor to a new case, then it has no kulos, only the chumras of both, right? Okay.
What's the svara?
What's the svara? The svara is that Daya only applies when you're learning the same thing from the same thing. You're just using a complicated Kal v'chomer, then it can't be worse than where it came from. When you're learning A prime from A prime can't be more chomer than A. Even if you threw in B to make the lima, but it's clearly a kind of Karen. When you're learning C from A and B, then it can be more chomer than A and B, than A or B.
Double Y.
Okay, that's the rules of limuda. I'm not going to get further than that. One other possible approach, give me a second, is...
Isn't that saying that there are characteristics that are more essential than that? And some characteristics are accidental.
Okay, give me a second. Another possibility is that B, and I'm getting very technical. I hope that, you know what, I'll be very quickly technical because there's no point spending too much time on it. But the Gilyon and the Mari Katz machine, Moro says B, and this also, don't ask me why, Shlomi, okay? The Gilyon in shot number one, and the Moro of the Mari Katz say that over here this is different. Because when we learned this case of Avdusikin Masor from Shor and Bor, we could have learned it just from Bor. Right? Bor is Chayev, so if you put your stone in the street, it's also Chayev. We could have learned it just from Bor. Since we could have learned it, we didn't need both to learn it. We could have learned it just from Bor. Since we could have learned it just from Bor, therefore, if we also learn it from Shor, then since we could have learned only from Shor, from Bor, and we can... Because if you all, If bor is chayiv, then leaving your stone in the street is chayiv. There's no parable. But now we make a tzadah shava, shor and bor. So since this is a tzadah shava, which is better than a regular tzadah shava, because one half would have done the trick, and we could also learn from shor and bor. Therefore, we don't say dayo. Okay, the problem is this sounds amazingly like the sheet of Rabbi Tarfon, who says when you the only thing you learn from the Kal Vachomer is to not say dayo, then you don't have to say dayo, and we don't pass like Rabbi Tarfon, so you have to say we pass like Rabbi Tarfon, some cases, not others. We'll have to leave that also a little bit sort of eon, but he's saying because there's some special rule of drushes here. Another possibility could be, and here I'm not sure if maybe this is what the Gilyon Tosus means the name Maharam, right? Maybe the Maharam and the Gilyon Tosus, but here it's tricky because he says it's here maybe not a real tzad hashaveh. It's not a real tzad hashaveh that's learned from two things. It's really learned from Shor and Bor. Is just lasalik apircha, to take away a pircha. There's a pircha that it's not like Bor because it doesn't move. So Shor doesn't move. Bor takes away that pircha. Now again, that's a big chiddush, but maybe you could see it as a chiddush in the rules of Dayo. So maybe you could say it's a chiddush in the rules of Dayo that maybe it's a chiddush rules of Dayo that you don't say Dayo when one a fact when one. When one source is only lesale kapircha. Okay, so here I've confused everyone. I've tried to find some technical ways. Maybe they're arguing about the rules of dayo. And Tosos doesn't hold this rule of dayo. Maybe this rule of dayo that when you learn to think of two things that it's not exactly like either of them, you don't say dayo. You only say dayo when you learn keren from keren. When you learn something from something that it's not like either of them, it's really a third case, you don't say dayo. Or maybe you don't say dayo when you could have learned from one of the two things, and you could also learn from both things. Then sort of like, since you could learn from both things, you could learn from one, you don't say dayo. Or maybe you don't say dayo when you're mainly learning from one, and the other one is just a salik
hapircha. And the second answer of the rush, or the preferred answer of the rush, is different than this? Like the idea of like following the primary one?
Ah, so give me a second. Okay. Okay. Maybe this is the 1 second. Who says to follow the primary one? Give me a second. The rush. Oh, you mean the rush about the other case?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe you could also say that it's a rule of dayo that. Right. Maybe this is the easiest thing, and this may be even in our sugya. What the? Give me a second. Maybe even in our sugya. What the Maharam means? Maybe this is what the Maharam means, right? Or maybe that's easier. Maybe what the Maharam means is that if it's more similar to one source than the other, then don't say dayo to the main source. Right? I guess, is that saying the same thing in different words? What are you talking about? Okay. Okay. And okay. So the this is a variation of A. Fine. I'll put it same things, different words. Maharam says since Shor is the main source and Bor is not, then don't say dayo on Bor. Right? You only say dayo on the main source, not the secondary source over here. Keren is clearly the main source. Keren is Keren. Okay, so basically we said, you can say, since we don't understand all the rules of drushes anyway so well, and maybe we should try, but we're not going to right now, you could say it's a limitation of the rules of drushes. And what's the machlokes in Tosos, who thinks there's no answer? And the other Bali Tosos thinks there is an answer. The rules of drushes, either Tosos thinks, when you learn something from two different things, and it's not like one of those two things, you say dio. And Tosos, Rabbeinu Peretz thinks you don't. Or Tosos thinks, when you have one main limud and the other non-main limud, you say dio in both. Can't be more common than either of them. And then my Rav thinks, no, you only say dio on the main limud, not on the secondary limud. Or maybe when you could have learned from one, but then you make a tzad hashava to two, Tosos thinks you say dio. And the Rebbe, the Marikat, in the first shot, the second shot, sorry, of the Gilyom, or the Gilyom. So it's called the Gilyom in the beginning. And the Gilyom think you do say dio. He thinks you don't say dio, even though that sounds like a tarfon for those who are familiar with a tarfon. That's one derech, right? But of course, the other derech to answer Tosos is that they're not arguing about, and here's where we started, they're not arguing about the rules of dio. No, they have no machlokes to the rules of dio. They agree about the rules of dio. Rather, they're arguing about the rules of Nizkei Mamon. Right? So the other derech to answer the kasha of Tosos is, of course, the Griz. And this is what it sounds like in the Shita Megubetzes from a few people, but I think mostly the Rabbeinu Yechiel. Quoting the Gilyon. Gilyon quotes someone named Rabbeinu Yechiel. There's a lot of, Gilyon quotes a lot of people, but what does he say here? He has a great line. He says, the Acher Shenichtuk Tarvayu Shor Bor and Litlos Chiyuv Litzdadim, Lochiyuv the Shomish and the Valley Chayim, the Bor Yochiach, Lochiyuv the Bor Misham Tilas and Seshul Nez, the Shor Yochiach. Once they're all written, this really sounds like the Brisker Rav. Once they're all written, don't say it's because they're Bali Chayim, or Holochamazic for that matter. And don't say it's the Schilas and Seshul Nezek. No, none of that has anything to do with anything. Elmi Shor, the Bor Nashiko Amon, a Bor counts as your Mamon, right? And Holo, Time Misham Mamono, MK, Avno Sekino, Yafinim Shor, Dinu Nami Mamono. Yeah, it's all just a matter of Mamono in the end. Right, in the end, it doesn't matter about all these factors are not relevant in the end. In the Hav Amina, we thought these factors were relevant. Oh, Holichumazik, and Tchilas Asiyasa L'Nezik, and what we'll see later, we've seen some, and we'll see later, all the Chumra Zekulis, both things, that's all in the Hav Amina, but Halacha L'Maisa, it really doesn't make a difference. And the Marikatz also quotes from Moshe Be'evra, who says here he's not quite as, but he says the Atu Mils the Asi at Sarashav the Kulu Avos. Something gets Sarashav, you think gets all the Kulas? No, it just goes what it's all similar to. Okay, maybe we're not sure why. But says the Griz, and I think this is clearly the intention of Rabbi Yechiel, says in the end, it has nothing to do with these things. What does the end just has to do? Mamonu shmarasan alecha. Dark lahazik mamonu shmarasan alecha. What is the Griz saying? And I think this is what Rabbi Yechiel means. And maybe this is even Ramosha Me'evro, although it's hard to tell. He says, what, do you think we take all the kulas? Now it could be for one of these dire reasons. Or it could be more fundamentally. What does the Griz say? Says the Griz, very, very pashut. Says the Griz, that only in the Hav Amina we thought that the Machayev was because of these factors. Then we make a Tzad HaShav from these factors. In the end, what was the Hav Amina? We thought, the Hav Amina is a Boris Chayev on animals because it's Chilas HaSiyasol HaNezek. Shein and Regel is Chayev on everything Bershus HaNizak because it's Hezekah Matzo Yohanal Hezekah. Karen is Chayev on everything in all Bershus Chati Nezek. And then Nezek Shalom after it's Muad, it goes to Kavanosul Hazik. Ainsh is Chayiv on everything, Bir Shos Ha Nizak, because Ainsh Chayiv on everything, because Koachach Marubo. But in the end, basically we're in the Fayim base, no, it's Lehil Chosehim. What does the Griz say? That, Limaskana, right, Limaskanas, Hasugya, Dav Heyam and Beis, there's only one mechayev, which is darka lahazik umamoncha ushmi rasan alecha, and then there are many avos which are Turim. And therefore, according to the Griz, it's very, very pashut why. This is not what the Tosafot in Torah is saying. He's saying things about Palga de Dina and trying to make rules of Dayo. This is not what the Gilyon and the Morus of the Marikatz are saying. Maybe this is what the Maram is saying. Maybe this is what Moshe Me'ivra means. Maybe this is what a few people mean. Maybe this is what the Ram also means. What does it mean, the Ikar Limnos from Shore? Maybe it means like the Griz, which we'll explain in a moment. I would say also, maybe the Maharam. He says, and therefore, what do we say here? Therefore, in this case, the Chi of Gomer is Pashut, right? And the Chi of Gomer is Pashut. Chi of Gomer is Pashut. It's a Mehatzad of, you know, all of the Zikin. And the Pturim have to be learned. And therefore, since it is more like Shor, it doesn't get the Pturim of Bor. Obviously, if it was totally like Bor, we get the Pturim of Bor. You'd say, just like Bor is Pater and Kalim, and this is Pater and Kalim, but over here, you don't need the Mamet Tzad to teach you a Chi of Kalim. You need something to teach you a Pter Kalim. That's the basic cop of the Griz. The basic cop of the Griz is that the Ovos are only Pturim, and therefore, you don't need to learn a Chi of Kalim. You need to learn a Pter Kalim, because it's a Chi of Gomer. Chi of Gomer is Mamet Tzad. Now you need a Pter Kalim. Can you learn a Pter Kalim? The answer is Shmuel thinks you can learn a Pter Kalim, because Bor is passive, and this is passive. Therefore, you learn just like Bor is passive in the Pter Kalim, so too the Avnos Ignoso is passive in the Pter Kalim. But says Rav, no, Bor doesn't belong to you. And therefore, Bor doesn't belong to you as a Pter Kalim. You can't learn that this as a Pter Kalim, because it does belong to you. So this is the Griz. You have the same Machlokas, as we pointed out, in the... Now, here, once we know this Griz, I think it's Pasha to me, and hopefully we Pasha to you, that... that the Raivid is based on the Griz. The Raivid is comparing it to Keren. What's the Raivid comparing it to Keren? What's the Raivid interested? He's interested in which Pturim it has. Does it have Pturim of Keren, of Shein Varegel? What Pturim does it have? Why is the Raivid not bothered that you can't learn from Keren? Because Keren is holy chumazik, nejish bo rochayim. Why is the Raivid bothered by the question in the first half of Tosfos? The answer is because the Raivid knows the Griz. The Raivid knows Lamaskana, we have a Tzad HaShava, and everything's chayiv. You just have to learn Pturim. So everything's chayiv. You don't have to prove why it's chayiv. We know everything's chayiv. We just have to prove which pturim it has. Which pturim does it have? It has the pturim of whatever it's most similar to. It has the pturim of whatever it's most similar to. So what is it most similar to? So he's trying to figure out, is it more similar to Keren? Is it more similar to Shein Varegel? But he's not even bothered by how we learn it's chayiv in the first place. It's obvious how it's chayiv in the first place. Right? And then it's pashut. It's not holy chamazik. Who cares? In the end, as Rabbi Yechiel said, it's only talib mamoncha. In the end, everything that's yours, you're chayiv on. That's pashut. We just want to know which term you have. If we want to know which term you have, then it doesn't need any tzad HaShavas. Just what is it more like? He doesn't even get into tzad HaShavas. The Gemara gets into tzad HaShavas later? Yeah, they bring in tzad HaShavas later, but then at the end of Halem days, they say, one big tzad HaShav and everything's chayiv, and the avos nizikin are only pturim. So the Raivid is working off the Griz and the Maskana. Now the Raivid makes perfect sense. He's not worried about how we know it's chayiv. It's obvious that we know it's chayiv. He's just worried about which pturim to give it. So he thinks, well, obviously we're not giving the pturim of Bor, because in order to Rav, Bor doesn't belong to you, this does. So give the pturim of something that belongs to you. Sure. Keren or Eshein Varegos, then he tries to figure out. And as we also pointed out, the Griz is Medoyek. So I think the Griz can answer Tosa's question. Maybe that's what some of the Bali Tosas in the Shita mean, especially Rabbi Yechiel. And maybe that's what everyone means, who says, we don't take the pturim of both. We only take the pturim of what it's most similar to. Right? And if they don't say, like, dial-type words, like Tosfos Rebbe Peretz does, maybe they mean the Griz. And I think the Raivid for sure means the Griz. The only way to make sense of the Raivid. Why is he learning from Keren? Doesn't he know that you can't learn something passive from Keren, something inanimate from Keren? No, because he knows the Griz. You can learn everything from everything. Everything's chayiv. You just need to learn pturim. He wants to know what to learn pturim from. And it's also what's Medoyek in the Griz. Why does it say here Shor and not Keren, Shein, or Regel? So you could say he's using the language of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Shor. But it's funny. He should say which Av he's learning from. But according to the Griz, According to the grids, it makes perfect sense. Because Taka, which Av is he really learning from? So here's an interesting question. What is he learning from when he says Mishoro Lamadnu? So clearly not Shem Varegel, because it's Chayiv in Rishus Rabin, right? So everyone says he's learning from Keren, right? He's learning from Keren. But he's learning from Keren. Ah, so why is there a Torah of Tam Chatzin Nezek? So okay, you can say, because it's not Shayiv to have Tam and Muad here, because it doesn't change its habits. But it's more of a duyik to say, no, he's not learning from Keren, Shane, or Regel. He's just learning from Shor. What does Shor mean? Shor means you're chayiv on everything, and you don't have any pturim. Shor doesn't have the pturim of Bor, doesn't have the pturim of Ish, doesn't have the pturim of Shane or Regel, and doesn't have the pturim of Keren. Maybe he thinks you really don't have any pturim here. Why? It's like a Shor, but it's not like Keren. It's not like Shane or Regel. It's not like... it's not like board, it's not like ace. So according to the grids, if you just ask, let's make a little box here. What does it mean? Mishoro, you could say it's learned from Keren Muad. Or you could say no. According to the grids, just shore. That's the whole point of the grids. That, what does shore mean? Shore means it has none of the pturin. You could say, like Tosos, it's Keren Muad and would have the ptur of Keren Muad, except that it's not shaykh. But according to the grids, it's more meduya. No, it just learned from Shor. And maybe that's what the Rebbe is saying in the end. What does the Rebbe say first? It's more like Shor than Shein Varegel. It's like Havanos Lahazik. What does the Rebbe say at the end? Well, since you were Shopo Shea, you shouldn't have the Pturim of... I'll read you the Lashon at the end of the Rebbe. I think it's very meduyah by the time the Rebbe finishes, like the Grizz. What does the Rebbe say in the end? Inami hachi kamarav. Hechad lach gerenu mazik b'mono hu. It's mazik b'mono. Not a particular type of Shor. V'hani b'pshias gufa l'chaibam nezik shalom shizrab. Since he was Shopo Shea, he's chayav Nezek Shalim, doesn't have the kulas of Keren. Chayav Rishis Rabin doesn't have the kulas of Shein Regel. He doesn't have any kulas, just like a shore without kulas. Who ever heard of a shore without kulas? There isn't a shore without kulas. There's Keren, Shein, and Regel. No, according to the Grizz, a shore just means something without any kulas. Since it's yours, it doesn't have the kulas of Eish and Bor. Since it's not an innocent, relatively innocent act, it doesn't have the kulas of Shein Regel. And since it's not something that you shouldn't have known what happened, it doesn't have the coolest of Keren. Then.
I mean, the Grizz didn't make it part of like being a mammon, which is what Dafko Rav is doing. So I don't know if the Grizz would agree with Kilim.
No, of course he would agree with Finn Rav. That's the whole point of Rav. He knows the whole point of Rav. There's no two ways
of
the point.
Say, he doesn't speak of it, he just speaks
of it. Okay, but it's obvious that's the point of Rav.
The whole difference is, I mean...
No, but that's the shita. We don't pass like Rav, but we're within the shita of Rav. That's obvious. That's Rav's whole shita. That if it's owned by you, it's more chomer than if it's not owned by you.
No, but only it's only within Shor. It's not like a general Nezikah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Sure, it's not exactly
like that. Can we go back? We said talk about this last time. All these first three of the Sharif Yuna, Eholaik, Umazi, that's really talking since it's only Kayla put there. It's the person who put them there. He's Holaik Umazi. And that answers all those things.
Aha. Okay. This is you. Morty wants to say that last time. Maybe you take a different approach than the Ravid, which is that the person is Ruach Chaim and is Holy Chumazik, and therefore that's Mashlim this Chisaro. Okay, it's a little funny because in a boar, the person's also dug the boar, and he's Holy Chumazik, and he has Ruach Chaim, and yet we don't care about that because he's not the Mazik. But in a boar, he's not connected to it because he doesn't own it. Okay, but you realize you're saying a little dachas. What you're saying is that if you were just saying anytime a person created it, that's Holy Chumazik Ruach Chaim, I can handle that. But you're not saying that. You're saying anytime a person owns it, then since it's connected to the owner of the person, his Holy Chumazik Ruach Chaim counts.
I'm saying here, he took this and he put it there. That's different
than... In a boar also, I dug it there.
In a boar, you dug out. Here's an object. I took it...
But Rav admits, if I put it there and it's hefker, that I'm not Chaim on Kalim. So you have to connect to the Bibles. And that's where it's going to be a little dark. Right, Rav admits if it's hefker. Okay. Okay, now we finished yesterday's shir. Baruch Hashem. No, almost. Okay. Yeah, go. Okay, maybe.
So aren't some of the people saying L'chomer?
That's what the Gemara says according to Rabbi Yehuda. So that is a fascinating kasha.
I missed the discussion of what L'chomer
could be. Correct. Now, we don't postulate Rabbi Yehuda.
But the Gemara's point is not like that. The Gemara's not...
Okay, you could say this
all Talmud. Like Rabbi Yehuda.
Correct. Yeah, I admit I'm a little on the defensive because I'm saying it's all Talmud and Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan.
Yeah, which is some of the Rabbanan agreed.
Okay.
It comes up in the mission of Chamor, Mi Bishor, Mi Bishor.
Okay. Okay, but... well, first of all, keep in mind, as the Machlok is shown in what the Chumrah of Dover Shein Roy Law is that a Din or a Metzias. But the so that might not be the same thing. Okay, so I'll say either that's going to be Yehuda, we impossible like Yehuda, and you'll say who says that's totally a man, and I'll be on the defensive. Or I'll say, okay, maybe there's also one Chumrah that comes from Hilchoseihim, but that's not relevant to our discussion now.
Is that related to the Machayim?
What?
Does it relate to the Machayim?
No, it could be that it's not a separate Machayev. It's just a separate Chumrah that comes from a certain Av.
How would that come down?
That there's a general Machayev, and then there's Shem Avos, which have Kulas and one Chumrah. But that Chumrah is not relevant for any more discussions.
It doesn't mean it has its own unique Machayev.
Yeah, it doesn't have to.
I just want to clarify if you're putting the Kulas with Tosfos, but it's not right. when Tosfos says it can be learned with the Matzad, we're not really learning from the Matzad.
We are, but it's a Mahatzad for the Grizz. It's a mahatzad of, really, of all the Nezikin. You know, it's a mahatzad of all the Nezikin, which, okay, putting with I mean, I'm not going to put it literally with Tosfos. I'm not going to put it literally with Tosfos anyway. But the, I don't think it's so dachuk, meaning you only need these two, right? The Gemara says, if you put a board in one other, you can learn everything.
Because, maybe I'm taking the degree too much in the extreme, because if you're learning from these two things together, and you have to learn the Torah that they begin, like as in, there's no, you don't need them to teach you Machayim. The Machayim is the Dark and Azim, meaning.
No, the Machayim is the Bamei Hatzad of Bor and anything else. So you have to mention the Machayim is the Bamei Hatzad of Bor and anything else. We haven't gotten enough here yet. That doesn't bother me. Okay, let me just point out briefly. Yes, Joel, one word from our sponsor, and then I'll point out briefly.
We talked about last time, but it's very shtika ro'emet, like you say in Hebrew. That the Grizz is ignoring the Rambam.
Okay, what should I tell you?
I mean, unless the Rambam... I mean,
is it possible that the Grizz is allowed to say something not in the Rambam?
But whatever it is, the Rambam is cholek on this whole Ma'alah.
Not impossible. I don't know if your last name is Halvachik and you're allowed to say something that the Rambam would disagree with.
Well,
sure, yes.
We still have to
meaning, he's not, his Dibur Maskel is not a Rambam. Tosos also disagrees with it, right? Tosos also disagrees with Seder.
Well, we still have to deal with the problem of why the Rambam said the agreement might be even that one key with Maskel.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, and also, just one other thing. I mean, the Maharam, I mean, you could give a variation of the Maharam and say that he's not talking about, I mean, he is, but we could say that he's not talking about Dayo, and he's just saying that this is not a real Bamamatsinu.
Correct, that was what I had on the board at first, it's not a real Bamamatsinu. You could go either way. I admit, maybe it's I was Masopic, they're saying the same thing, maybe you could say it's not a real Bamamatsinu, and
well,
that's what it's
like
Dayo.
I mean, if I have right. to say, I would like to hear what Rebbe has to say about the Rambam.
I don't have anything to say about the Rambam yet, because the Rambam doesn't talk about the sugya, right? Meaning the Rambam doesn't talk about Rav, because we don't like Rav, so we'll have to wait till I have something to say on the Rambam. Okay, Viker. Let me just point out that this is the Rush who's discussing a different case. What was the Rush discussing? I leave my stone on the roof, and a Ruch Mitsuya makes it land on the ground, and then someone trips over it. So that's learned from a Mehatzad of Born Eish. It's not exactly like Eish because it doesn't move, but it's not exactly like Bor because I didn't make it, the wind made it. But Matzad, Eish is even if the wind made it, Bor is even if it doesn't move, so it's Matzad of Eish and Bor. So the Rush brings down a Machlokes, he quotes Yeshman Hagedolim, who say it has the Kulas of both Eish and Bor. That's like Tosos, but Matzad has the Kulas of both. And the Rush himself says, no, it only has the Kulas of Bor, because it's obviously more like a Bor. It's a rock on the street, it's obviously more like a Bor. It's just we learned from Eish because it fell down from the wind and I didn't put it there. But it's obviously really a boar that just happens to be learned also from Eish. And so I think that's also the same, what's shot in Tosos? Tosos thing, sorry, the Yesh Magadolim is like Tosos. So, one second.
Is not the Tosos being heard?
Yesh Magadolim is, one second, is like Tosos. You take the coolers of both whenever you've ever been outside. What about the Rush? The Rush says, no, you only take the kulas of that which is most similar to you. Only take kulas of that which is most similar to you. That's not like Rebbeinu Peretz. Rebbeinu Peretz sounds like you take neither kula, right?
No, the one, I think the building of the Tana Shava, Shoranesh, that's that cave, no?
No, this according is Boranesh.
No, but according to Rav, he holds that up to the other side. Sure, I'm saying.
No, but that's not within Rav. This Rush is not within Rav. Okay, so the Rush would say there are two ways to interpret the Rush. Either, Aleph, C, or Bet, right? If you'll excuse my code. Meaning, what does the Rush hold? Either the Rush holds, it's a rule of Dayo. The rule of Dayo is when something's learned more from one thing and secondarily from something else, like this stone in the street. It's more learned from a boar. Just you also need to fill in a limud from Eish. And therefore, you don't say Dayo on the main thing, only on the non-main thing. So you'd say it's no more chomer than a boar, but it is more chomer than an Eish. Or he means like the Grizz, and the Grizz brings a riot from the Rush. You don't have to say it. You could say it's just a rule of Dayo. He holds a rule of Dayo. When you learn from two things, you only say, compare it to the main, you say Dayo from the main thing, not the secondary thing. Or he means like the Grizz. No, there's one general Mechai, and then there are others to potter you. Which towards this get? Well, it's not so much like Eish. It shouldn't get the Torah of Eish, but it is so much like Bor, so it should get the Torah of Bor. Okay. Now we're ready to move on to the Gemara. Let's go. Chesky, someone's complained about the quality of your lamps.
I think they're clear. I keep getting a...
I'll show it to you.
It's not clear.
Okay. You're the expert, though, so...
I do the best I can.
Well, it depends if you own it or not, right?
If you own it,
then that really sounds...
Your Evan, same thing,
no? Well, yeah, except that Rush is not within Rav. So that's why Shor didn't come.
Right, I'm saying for Rav.
Yeah, I think so. Okay.
Well, wait,
when
the Rav is the second
answer. It's a second answer. He's basically saying, why is it more like Karen than my Shiva Regal? So his first answer is because since you had terrible Kabon, it's like Avanos Lahazik and it's like Karen. His second answer was... It's really just, and that's why second is doing like the Grizz. Basically, what are the righteous who answer the Inami? First, he says that it's like Karen, not like Chen Varego. And then he says, no, it's just like your mom and that's Mazik. It's just Shor. And it's neither like Karen nor Shane Varego. And I think that's why the right for two reasons do it like the Grizz. Number one, why can he compare it to Karen and not worry about how you know it's Chayev? So he's not worried about Chayev, he's only worried about Turim. And number two, how does he know to give it the Turim, which Turim to give it? So first he says, I'll give it the Turim of Karen, right? And I'll give it to Karen Muedes because it's already very common and you know it's going to happen. Inami, Hachi Kamarav, the second Inami is it's not exactly Karen. And these are two days in the Raivit. The Raivit first says it's like Karen Mued. And then he says, listen to it. Mazik Ramonu, it's just your mom, just your shore. Bahani Babshis Gufal Chayvim Ezek Shodmash Rab, since you were so evil here. You chayv rishus harabim, you don't get this tour, and you chayv nezek shalom, you don't get that tour. It sounds like basically this is the Raivid first answer, and the Raivid inami, right? That's why the Raivid super meduric like the Gris. Okay, let's go on to the Gemara then briefly. Says the Gemara, right? Let's open up our Gemaras, Gimel and Beis, right? Remember, we're officially learning Gemara. The Gemara says in Daf Gimel Amud Beis, where were we? Here we are. In the sixth line, Ella told the Bor Kibor B'chikam, her papa told the Mav, it must be the told of Mav is not Kamoso. Mindy, who what's Mav? It's a machlokus a little later on in this Amud. Ela Shmuel, the Mav is of Shane, who came to told of Shane to Shane. Shmuel says Mav means Shane, but we know told of Shane is like Shane. Ela Rav, the Mav is of Adam, my of is my told of Sisbe. According to Rav, that Mav is Adam, what of is in told of so they are in Adam. V'chitei ma'av ne'er told the Yashen, and if you say an awake person is an av, and a sleeping person is a tolda, v'atanan Adam u'liolam bein er ben Yashen. Then we know, what do we know from here? That Adam u'liolam bein er ben Yashen, what does Tosaf say? We know from here that he's chayev kamoso, right? Adam is equally chayev with er Yashen, so that can't be the tolda saying lav kamosan. Ela keichav ne'o must be, okay, there's many different opinions that we've shown him here. About exactly what doing in Keicho and Neo are some sort of, there are types of spit or mucus. They're all things that come out of your mouth and your nose somehow. Okay, exactly what the difference between them is not going to get into now. Ela al Keicho and Neo. Hey, Chidami, Iba had the Ozzy Kamansky Kochu. If as you spit or sneeze them, they're mazik, they land on something and ruin it, I don't know, they land on like fine wine and ruin it, then that's your koach, that's you doing it through koach, that's like shooting an arrow. If it's after it landed, someone slips on it, it's obviously hefker, so both Rav and Shmuel agree it's bor, and we know, and therefore it's not a tolda of Adam. Ella told the Mav Kamav. Rather, told the Mav is like Mav. Okay, now we just have to figure out one thing very briefly I want to mention. Is there a told of Adam? Is there a told of Adam, or is there not a told of Adam? Right? Is there? Does Adam have a tolda? So, clearly in the Havamina at least, what's the told of Adam in the Havamina? Well, we have two Havaminas. First Havamina is the told of Adam is Yashin, right? So the question is, what's the maskana, right? Tolda de Adam. So what about Yashin? So the Havamina is that it is a tolda. What's the maskana? Is it a tolda or an av? So if you read our Gemara, what might you think? The Havamina is it's a tolda. Right. And maybe it's the one that's the holy grail of Lav Kayotze Behen. In the end, it is Kayotze Behen, but it's still a tolda. Right, who throws a monkey wrench into that? Who throws a monkey wrench into that? Tosos. What does Tosos point out? Divrei Maskil, tolda. Is Yashin a tolda?
No, it's an av.
No, it's an av. Why? Because Rav says Mav is Adam. And the Gemara says Dark and Lahazik. How can Adam be Dark and Lahazik? Okay. Those of us who've raised kids might not have asked this kasha. But we're talking about an adult, right? Okay, so once the kids reach bar mitzvah, then we understand. Adam's not Dark Lahazik. An Adam is supposed to follow his fundamentally as a chelik aloka mimal and a shaman inside himself, is not supposed to listen to his Yetzer Hara, and is not supposed to be mazik. So what does the Gemara say? Yeah, when he's sleeping, he's Dark Lahazik. Because when he's sleeping, everyone tosses and turns in their sleep. And if something's next to him, it's total derech to be mazik. So the Gemara says the Mava in the Mishnah is Yashin. And it says Arba Avos the Zikin. So that proves Yashin is an Av. So that is Toso says, and this is also the second day in the Talmud Rabbeinu Peretz, right? Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, I mean. That it's an Av. Because after all, the Gemara says Mave is Dark Lahazik, and Dark Lahazik is Yashin, and therefore that proves that Yashin is the Av. However, what does Marikat say? And this is the first day in the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam. The Marikat says no. So based on this question, do you go by our Gemara, or do you go by the Gemara in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph? Tosfos goes by the more in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Mave means Yashin. Mav is an Av, therefore Yashin is an Av. The Marikat says, go with Argamara. No, Argamara says the Tolda and never retracts from that. In the end, it's Kayotze Vahen. It's Kayotze Bo, but never retracts from being a Tolda. Oh, what does the Gemara later on mean when it says that Mav is Dark Lahazik of the Yashin? What it means is that Mav, the Av, is Neir, as an awake person. But you can call the Av Dark Lahazik because one of the Toldas is Dark Lahazik. That's all meant of Dalar and Aleph. Oh, how can you call an Adam Dark Lahazik? One of his Toldos is Dark Lahazik, so it's okay. The whole Av is not Dark Lahazik, but if one Tolda is Dark Lahazik, that's good enough. Okay, that's all meant of Dalar and Aleph, is that a Tolda is Dark Lahazik. Right? Daf Dalar and Aleph equals Toldoso Dark Lahazik. Not that it is darka. Aval mave, mamish, ain't darko lahazik. Right, that's what the Marikat says in the first day in the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, now, Tosa's in a little bit of a trouble. What does the Gemara say in the beginning? Avos, miklal, first, right, is that the first line? Yeah. Avos, miklal, diga told us. So what's the according to Tosos, what's the told of Adam? So do we have another option for the told of Adam? How about Kicho? Kicho v'neo. Right now, not after it lands on the floor and someone slips on it. That's clearly a bor. When you spit and when it's flying through the air, that's called kocho. Right? Kocho. Kocho. I shoot an arrow. I kick a stone. I kick a soccer ball and break a window. Right? What? I kick a soccer ball and break a window. Right? For the Americans, I hit a baseball and break a window. So that's Kocho. So is that an Av or a Tolda? So what do you think? What does Rashi sound like? Rashi sounds like Kocho hu v'hainu adam gufo v'chayev. This is gufo adam. Basically, Kocho in Gemara language. What does Kocho go with? What's the opposite word for Kocho? Kocho versus, is this Kocho or is it gufo? Kocho and gufo are one of those opposite pairs, like Hefza and Gavra, right? Potter and Chayev. Usser and Mutter. Kocho and gufo. And what does Rashi say? Kocho is adam gufo. Kocho is gufo. Obviously, he knows Kocho is Kocho, Gufo is Gufo. It's halachically Kocho and Gufo are the same thing. The mashmas of Rashi is that Kocho is an Av. The mashmas of Rashi, and clearly, the Talmud Rabbein of Tam thinks so. Why does the Talmud Rabbein of Tam think so? I'll mention in a second. What's the other option? You could say no. It's a Tolda. Who says it's a Tolda? The Rambam says very clearly, Kocho and Adam is a Tolda, and who else? Then would be Yosef, close. Right, say it's a Tolda. They say it's a Tolda. Okay, how do I know where Talmud Rabbein of Tam holds that it's an Av? Because the Talmud Rabbein of Tam says in his second day, Talmud Rabbein of Tam says, Yoshein is an Av. If Yosh is an Av, then what's the Tolda? There is no Tolda. If there is no Tolda, then obviously he's holding like Rashi against the Rambam of Yosef. Otherwise, you would have just said, so what's the Tolda? Oh, the Tolda is the next line, Kicho Veneu. He says there is no Tolda. If there is no Tolda, why is it called an Av? Right? That's what he says. Inami Yishlomo de la Rav, Hay Dekor Le Mava Av, Lami Shem Deis Lei Tolda. It does not have a Tolda. It's not called an Av because it has a Tolda. Ella, what is he basing himself on? On the Gemara later on Daf Hey of an Aleph, Rabbi Chia says there are Rabbi Osha says there are 13 Avos in Zikin. Rabbi Chia says 24 Avos in Zikin. Hold on a second. All of those have told us? Really? All those have told us? Kefel and Shlomi Dalit Behei have told us. Edom Zomimin and Onis and Mefata Motzi Shemra has told us. I don't know, what's the Tolda Motzi Shemra? So the Gemara explains, why are they all called Avos? Right, it says in Av Heyman Aleph, why are they called Avos? The Gemara says, Avos miklal de'ika toldos. What? These 13 and 24 things have toldos? That's ridiculous. No toldo motzi shemra. Ella, toldos say my knee. What toldos are there? No, I'm revo kuluka avos shalmi meitav. They're like the other avos nezikin. Meaning, the original avos nezikin are called avos nezikin because they have toldos. But these 13 and 24 things are just called avos. You know, like you call something and then if something's similar to it, you call it the same name even though the reason doesn't apply. Right? I might say I'm going to Xerox something. Why am I going to Xerox it? Because the original copies are called Xerox and they're manufactured by the corporation called Xerox. And there has to be a good reason they're called Xerox. Now they're called Xerox because they're like the other copiers. Okay, so the original avos are called avos because they've told us. But now the additional avos are just called avos because they're like the original avos. In what way are they like the original avos? You have to pay meitav, right? So, says the Talmud Rabbein of Tam, you know why Adam is called an av? Not because he has toldos. Adam is called an av because he pays meitav. The Gemara says an av means you have toldos. No, the Gemara says there must be a core group that has toldos. And then you're also allowed to call something an av because it pays meitav like the things that have toldos. Meaning av can either mean you have toldos or you pay meitav like things that have toldos. And as long as Karen, Shane, and Regal, and Aish, and Bar have toldos, other people called an av because it's like the other things that have toldos. That's Talmud Rabbein of Tam on his second day.
Why do they want to get into that? Why can't you just say there's something called avos because it's written out right in the Torah, like Rashi said? And then you see one tolda. Once there's something called a tolda, Michal, everything else is called avos.
Meaning one tolda of one of the avos.
Yeah, that's what you
mean. Okay, that's similar enough to what he is saying. Meaning saying you can call some things avos because the other things have told us.
But the Gemara says, what comes to the conclusion that the Tolda of the Mave is Kamave, and the Tolda of the
But when the Gemara says...
But we're still looking for the difference.
Right, but when the Gemara says...
So we assume that they're all the same.
Yes, but when the Gemara says Tolda of the Mave Kamave, that's coming right after they mention Shmuel, who says... Mave, oh no, they're not.
It's
hold
not
on.
Right after, but it could be right.
Right. When you say Tolda Kamave, according to the Talmud Rabbein of Tam, you have to be Nidchak to say that means, according to Shmuel, Tolda of Mavid is like Mavid, Tolda to Shem is like Shem. But according to Rav, there is no Tolda. So I admit that this Talmud time is a little dacha, because you would have thought, you're right, the Gemara includes Tolda to Mavid Kemavid, and there should be some Tolda. Either hold like Rashi, either hold like the Rav Luka Yosef, or hold like the Marikat. Pick at least one of them, right? So there should be some Tolda of Mavid. Talmud time holds there's no Tolda of Mavid.
If you say that Adam is Mavid, then wouldn't that fall under the core group of Avos that have Toldos?
That's what everyone thought the Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam thinks, because if that, the Mishnah is the core group and the Brises are not. But you could say no. Even within the Mishnah, all you need is room for the Mishnah to have Toldos to call them all Avos. I admit it's a little dachlik, right? But that is the Chiddush. So basically, you know, you could say the Tolda is like Marikatz Yashem. You could say the Tolda is like the Rabbeinu Yosef Kocho. Or you could say there is no Tolda, and that's the Shita of Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, who says, Ein Toldos Le'adam. Right? There is no Tolda to, he doesn't mean people don't reproduce, but there's no Tolda to the Av Nezek of Adam. Also, why is it called an Av Nezek? Oh, just because it's like the other things which are justifiably called Av Nezek. Now, the Rav has a nice Ha'ara here. The Rav does have a nice Ha'ara. The Rav says, but why shouldn't Adam have toldos just like the other Avos Zekin? After all, now, let's think about it. Which one like bothers us the most? Yashen, like, okay, you could say in the other Avos Zekin also, if it was asleep, we don't find. After all, Regel. Do we find that Regel of a sleeping animal is a tolda? Lav davka. Maybe not. How about boar of a sleeping animal? My animal's sleeping on the street and someone trips over him. Okay, it's not a good example. But regular sleeping animal might not be a tolda. So that's, the Rav also worries about that, but that's not his name. But kocho, that's a different type of action. Remember, shein means eating, and if it scratches itself or rolls on something or defecates on it, whatever you interpret tinfoot to mean, that's a tolda. Or better yet, regel means stepping with its foot. If it's not its foot, if it's its body, then that's a tolda of regel. Karen needs a horn. If it's not a horn, if it just pushes it with its body or kicks it very hard, that's a tolda. Basically, if you have a different type of action, that makes it into a tolda. So why, but Adam, doesn't a different type of action become a tolda? What? What?
Karen is a specific type of action.
Shane and regel is also a specific type of action?
Yeah, Shane's eating.
Ubier, okay, and regel v'shilach. Hold up, but other walking things I don't understand. V'shilach means it steps with its feet, and not that it knocks over with its fat body. Maybe. Oh, who said regel is a particular type of action? Saying walking, so stam walking, stepping with your feet. Okay, Yesh l'ayin says the Rav. Interesting question, which no one bothered to ask, meaning these are just the shitas, right? Says the Rav Yesh L'ayin, Lefi, Rashi, Vit Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, Lama, Kocho, Eino Tolda, Ukimo Toldas, Keren Shane Viregel, the Maisa Acheres Nekratolda, right? So, says Ben, based on the Psukim, right? You have to, so you could say, here, Ben Baruch, says that in the Psukim specified by Keren Shein Viregel, by Shein it says Ubir, which can only be taken to mean, perhaps, eating. Ki Yigach clearly means a horn, that we know from the Gemara. And maybe Vashilach means Mishalchei Regel, right? Mishalchei Regel. So it's based on the Psukim. The Psukim by Keren Shein Viregel are specific. So therefore, anything other than that specific action is a tolda. By Adam, our general, what does it say by Adam? It says, make behema yishalmena. Okay, what does make mean? You could have said, make means to hit with your hands. And anything else is a tolda. But you can't say that. No, it's general. If you're willing to make that assumption, says the Rug.
The Gemara is assuming that.
What?
The Gemara is definitely not assuming that.
Isn't it?
Okay, fair enough. Says the Rug based on Lomdus. Right, and here the Rug says the Rug based on Lomdus. He says we do have a principle that kocho kegufo dummy. Right, that generally. What if you throw something or spit something or bat something or whatever it is, that counts as generally kocha gufa dami. That's a Mefurish Gemara later on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Beis. I will just quote you a Gemara. Liolam kocha kegufa dami. Okay, but generally, and therefore, and generally makes it shouldn't make a difference what mice you do, but says the Rav. That there's a fundamental difference between Adama Mazik and between Nizke Mammon, your animal that's Mazik, says the Rav, that Adam HaMazik Chayav Al-Masih HaHezek, while Nizke Mammon, right, let's write the Lashem here, I might not, give me half a second. See if I have the lashon here. No, I don't. Okay, not a big deal. Shor Hamazik is chayav on Pshia Bishmi Rasso. And therefore he says, look, Adam Mazik, you're chayav for what you did. Everything you did is the same. It makes no difference how you did it. Right? You're chayav for everything you do. It makes no difference how you do it. It's all equally an av. Did you do it? Yes. In Mamana Mazik, you're not chayav. You didn't do anything. You're chayav for, you know, not guarding against, not preventing a certain thing happening. Then, okay, there's the original example of what happened. That's the av. But you're likewise, we figure out logically, you're likewise chayiv to prevent similar things from happening, that's called the tolda. Okay, when it's a matter of a choser shmira, then there's the av. The Torah says you have to guard against this, and we figure out you also have to guard against other things, and that's called the tolda. When it comes to adam amazik, then you don't have to, like, figure out you're also chayiv. You're chayiv for what you do, and everything you do is equal. Okay, so the Rav said there's a lomdish difference.
The Gemara Nizam Rebbe's Kocha Kedufa Dami is showing. It's asking the question why Sroros, not like Rago, and it says it's a Hilchus Agmirla. Is it Hilchus Agmirla that Sroros is now a Tolda, or just that it, like, when it says Kegufo Dami, does that
it's mean clearly a Tolda. The Gemara says that before.
I know it's a Tolda. But the Gemara wants to know why it's paying half Nezek, not why is it a Tolda. Like, it answers, really, it should be Kegufo, and it should have to pay the same amount, but it's a Hilchus Agmirla. But obviously, it's a Tolda. Kocho kegufa dami doesn't mean that it's not a tolda.
Okay, great. So you're supporting the kasha.
Right, yeah.
Okay, great. Okay, consider.
It's not a tolda.
All right, okay. Great. Okay, anyway, now I'm ready to go on.
According to those Rishonim that hold that the kegufa is not because of Shia, because of Mamonim, so the Rebbe would have to change.
Right, that's not safe. Correct.
No, but even if he would go, he could say that there's no gzeras hakasha for the kocho ke Mamon.
Ah, okay, well, let's get to that. Yeah, but... but forget about kocho. How about the fact that if it bites instead of goring with a horn, that's a tolda? You know, clearly that seems to be the same to us. Okay, continuing the Gemara. Yes, Shlomi.
The Gemara later on talks about Ishu Mishum Chito and Mishum Amon, right? Why is Kecho Mneo not just a tolda of Ish?
The short answer is because Ish might or may not be Chitzav. Kecho Mneo is obviously Chitzav. There's no room for a machlokas. Everyone knows it's chitzav. And once it's chitzav, it's not really eish. The real amnesic of eish is mamono. But we'll get to that. Okay, I'm oversimplifying. Okay, continuing the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Ella told the mava mava, he come her papa, told her the eish, told the eish, my nihu, ilay ma'am the sukinam asoshi nicha brosh gaga v'nafla bruch matsuy v'ziku. If you say, so you left your stone, etc., on the wind, on the roof, and a ruach matsuya blew it down, it was mazik hechidami, iba had the azlik mazik anu eish. If it hits someone while it's falling down, that's classic eish, right? It's holichu mazik. Just like Eish is yours and you should have guarded it and has another koach, like the wind which makes it go. Likewise, this is yours, you should have guarded it, and there's another koach, the wind that makes it go. Ella told the Eish ke'esh. Rather, told the Eish is like Eish. Right? Remember, we're not getting here. We didn't mention here the case where it fell and then someone tripped over it. Because that's in the Gemara later on, and that's what that rush that we mentioned earlier was about. Here we're mentioning the case that's pure Eish, that's not like Bor at all, right? Just like Eish, I light a fire, the wind blows it, and it burns your field. Here, I leave it on the roof, the wind blows it, and it hits your animal in the head, and it dies. So then I'm chayiv, that's classic Eish, because koach hachmo urbo is mechayivi. Here it just brings up a fascinating machlokas, Rishonim, about this factor called koach hachmo urbo, right? The Gemara in three places. I think an old Baba Kama mentions Koach Hachem Urbo six times, but it's like two in each sentence. Here it says twice also, right? So it's just like this, likewise this, or unlike that, like this. It says three times the idea of Koach Hachem Urbo here. Now, if I were to ask you know there are chumras and kulas of all of the Avos Nezikin. Like, for example, the chumra of Bor is Tchilas Asiyasu L'Nezek. For when I first created it, it was that dangerous. Unlike Shor and Eish, which are useful things that only if they get out of hand are dangerous. The Kula of Bor is Eino Holochamazik. It doesn't move, right? Kulas and Kulas and Chomras. We had earlier, right? We mentioned earlier, right? Is Hanala Zeko Kula or a Chomra? Remember, we mentioned that, right? It seems to be a Chomra. Maybe it's also a Kula. That was a discussion of the Rimi Gash. And the Rav Avraham ben Kaluf was his name, or whatever his name was. Okay, how about Eish? Koach Achmer Urbo, is that a Chumra or a Kula? Now let's take the parallel here, right? By Karen, we said, just like Karen is Kavanosu Lahazik and Eschayiv, likewise everything else Kavanosu Lahazik is Chayiv. By Rega, and Kavanosu Lahazik is clearly a Chumra. By Rego says, just like Rego is Nekomotsu Chayiv, likewise, all these other things are Zeke Matzah Chayiv, clearly a Chumra. By Shane, just like Shane is Hanala Zeke and Chayiv, likewise everything else Hanala Zeke is Chayiv. Hanala Zeke is clearly a Chumra. It might also be a Kula, but it's clearly a Chumra. Right? By Bor said, Tchilas Asiyos Nezek, etc. Chayiv, likewise this Tchilas Asiyos Nezek, etc. is Chayiv. Tchilas Asiyos Nezek is clearly a Chumra. So I'll be Peshut of our Gemara, Koach Achim Urbo should be a chumra, right? It's telling you what makes it chayev, right? So here we have koach acher me'urav bo daf gimel amid beis. It seems to be a chumra. It's parallel to all the chumras in telling you anything that has this chumra is chayev. Now, it appears twice more in the Gemara. If you look in the Vav and Aleph, it's the exact same Gemara, right? Look in the top of the Mishnah, Hatzad Hashav, Hashem LaSuya Mai. What's else included by Hatzad Hashav in the Mishnah? Amar Abaye, it's the exact same as our case. LaSuya Adno Sekino Maso, Shinichem Rosh Gagav, Naflu Ruch Matsuya, right? Same as Gimel and Beis. Right? To include your stone, etc., you put on your roof and it fell in a Ruch Matsuya, Viziku. Heichidami, Iba Haduka Azlika Maski Anu Eish. What's the case? If it damages while it's falling, that's Eish. Maishna Eish to Kochacham Urbo Mokhish Rasan, just like Eish is Chayb, because it's Kochacham Urbo Mokhish Rasan Alecha. Haninami Kochacham Urbo Mokhish Rasan Alecha. Okay, so that's also, right, equals Resh Daf Vav and Aleph is the exact same sugya, the exact same line about the same case. But then later on the Gemara says, and what's the context? The context is that it's talking about Avno Sakino Umasao Shehinichan Berosh Gago Vinaflu Beruach Mitsuya, Vihiziku, right, what's the Lashon HaGemara? Bahadid Ka'azli, right? Bisha'a Sheholchu, right? Benaflu, right, while they were falling. Okay, now the Gemara continues and says, rather, what's the Tzad HaShava? That's not Tzad HaShava, that's Mamash Eish. So, Ella busted an Aichi. No, it landed and then you tripped over it. That's the Russia's case. If you're Mafgrid, that's Bor. Maishna Borshkin Tchilas Asiyas and Nezg Meron Chushrosan Alecha. I mean, I'm Tchilas Asiyas and Nezg Meron Chushrosan Alecha. Ella Delof Grinu. Shmuel Dar Mekulim Bor Lamanu Hani Por. So the other is Lelom Daf Grinu. Real case they fell. You are mafker them, and someone tripped over them. V'lo Domer Lor. It's not like Bor. Why not? Malu Bor Shkain Ein Koachach Meurvo. Bor doesn't have Koachach Meurvo, but this is more Kalad as Koach Tomer Bahani Shkain Koachach Meurvo. Hen Eish Tochiach. Clearly Koachach Meurvo is a kula.
Right. That the emtsa daf vavam and aleph, it is clearly a kula. What is it saying? It's saying avno v'chuli v'hiziku achar shenoflu. Right, they're a takala. Right,
right. They fell and then someone tripped over them. That's the tana shavu born eish that the Rosh and the Gedolim argued about. And here we clearly say it's a kula. Ah, you would think it's potter tzvachach mu'urben. No, Eish proves that you're mechayiv even though kachach mu'urben. So is it a kula or a chumra? Meaning, is it more chumra that other factors spread it? Say, oh, this is contagious. That's more chumra. It can easily spread. A shor can't go anywhere except where its legs take it. A boar can't go anywhere. But an Eish is contagious. It spreads. That's a chumra. Or do we say, no, it's a kula? Say, what do you mean? All these other things are mazik, like on their own power. The boar is an obstacle in and of itself. The shore on its own goes and does something. The eish, it didn't do anything. The wind blew it. So is it a kula or a chumra? So here we have a steer of team two sugas. Our suga makes it look like a chumra, a reason to be chayav. Right? Chumra meaning reason to be chayav. Right? That's what I mean by chumra. By chumra, I mean reason to be chayav. And here, it is a reason to be potter. It's not like bor. Bor is chayiv because it wasn't created by koach acher, but this has koach ma'acher. Koach acher ma'urvo. So, what's the answer? Okay, what do Tosos hold?
It's kula.
Kula or chumra?
Kula.
One shita is Tosos. Says Tosos, Tosos and daf beis and aleph, and the Tosos of Ein Peretz and daf gimel and beis, and a few other places in the Masech and the various Bali Tosos. There's not an exhaustive list of Tosos on the daf or the other Bali Tosos. He say it is only a kula. It is a kula. Ah, this isn't such a chumra mazik. After all, it doesn't have any power on its own. Something else has to move it into place. It's something else damaged. It didn't damage. Okay, so then it's only a kula. Ah, so what did the Gemara mean on? Right? Let's just call this stuff vav and call this stuff gimel for the sake of simplicity, right? According to this, daf vav amid aleph is nicha. And daf gimel amid, I mean the second line of daf vav amid aleph is nicha. Daf gimel amid beis, what does Tosos say? He reinterprets it. He also is medayik the Mishnah. Remember, the Mishnah says that shor and maveh are more chomer than eish because they have ruachayim. Why did the Mishnah say eish is more chomer than ruachayim than shor and maveh? The answer is because eish isn't more chomer than shor and maveh. Eish has no chomer. Kochach morbo is not a chomer. And that's why it also didn't say why boar is more chomer, even though it has a chomer. Tchilas aseh so lenezek. But once Eish didn't have a chumra, we don't say for boar. So that's Tosafot Diyuk in the Mishnah. How come the Mishnah says shor is more chomer than maveh, maveh is more chomer than shor? Two ways. Shor and maveh are more chomer than hever. Why didn't say hever is more chomer than shor and maveh? The answer is because it isn't. There is no chomer of shor. And don't give me roi lo, because Tosafot interpret that as a din and not a mitzis. So says he reinterprets it. He says it's not parallel to all the things until now. It's not parallel to the parallel line by Keren and by Shane and by Regel and by Bor. Tosso says, he reinterprets it. It means ma eish chayav afal pi shekoach acher meurabo afze chayav afal pi shekoach acher meurabo. And of course, what's dochuk is that it's not parallel to the same line the Gemara says about Keren, Shane, Regel, Ubor. When it's Keren, the Gemara says, just like Keren is chayev because Kavanos Lahazik, likewise, but Bata, Venoshcha is chayev because Kavanos Lahazik. By Regel, just like Regel is chayev because it's Ego Matsoy, likewise, the Gufa, the Shlifa, Shalal, the Prumbia, Shavapiya, the Zumshem, Tavar is chayev because it's Ego Matsoy. Just like Shane is chayev because another Zeka, likewise, Tinfa, Pierce, Lanasam, Nishacham, Kokol, Lanasam is chayev because it's Ego Matsoy. By Bor, just like Bor is chayev because Pilas Asir Sulanezek, if I put my Eben in the street, it's chayiv because through the Sosyos Lenesek. All of a sudden, by Eishin, where it says just like Eishin is chayiv, even though it's called Chacham or Bone, it's Kal. Likewise, if I put my stone where it's going to fall and hit someone, while it's falling, I'm chayiv, even though it's Kal. Okay, it's dochuk, but you're allowed to be dochuk sometimes. Okay, but Tosus wants to be consistent. Tosus is dochuk in our Gemara, but he's consistent. Are there any other approaches?
Yeah, Rashi and the Rashba.
Okay, Rashi clearly thinks that it's a Chumrah. How do you know Rashi thinks it's a Chumrah? How do you know Rashi thinks it's a Chumrah? How do you know Rashi thinks it's a Chumrah? Rashi says, "Bekoach Acher Me'urava." It's very Chumrah. It's contagious. It spreads in the wind. You should have known to be careful. That's clearly Chumrah. Havalei L'Sugya Daite is a Chumrah. Right? Okay? Right? That's why we have a Seris Mechuba. Right? It's a Chumrah. Havalei L'Sugya. You should know what to be careful what you're doing. Right? Then you're responsible. Says, so Rashi clearly holds the Chumrah. But he also has to admit it's a Kula. You can't say it's only a Chumrah. It's clearly a Kula in the middle of Daf Vav and Aleph. So, what is Rashi going to say? Right? So Rashi holds it's a Chumrah on Daf Gimel Amad Beis V'chuli. Okay. So, what are you going to do with the fact that it's sometimes a Kula? So what do you have to say? It's sometimes a Chumrah, it's sometimes a Kula, right? Yes. Who says that?
Rashba.
The Rashba. Okay. Says the Rashba. And Rashi says this say. Rashi has to say it's sometimes a Kula. Sometimes a Chumrah. It's a Chumrah on Daf Gimel and Aleph. Beis, he has to admit it's a Kula on Daf Gimel and Aleph. There's no two ways to read that. So you have to say it's sometimes a Chumrah and sometimes a Kula. When is it a Kula and when is it a Chumrah? What does the Rashba say? What does the Rashba say? Anyone? Help me out here. What does the Rashba say? Okay. Says the Rashba. I'm not going to read inside. Says the Rashba. He says like this. This is what he says. He gets himself into a little trouble, but he says like this. He says that it depends. What's the difference between Daf Gimel and Beis? And remember, when I say Daf Gimel and Beis, I mean also the top of Vav and Aleph and Daf Vav and Aleph. Daf Gimel and Beis is just talking about Ish. It's not comparing Ish to anything, just talking about Ish. Daf Vav and Aleph is discussing comparing something to Bor. Right? That's the context. Daf Gimel and Beis starts with Ish. Kohachim Urbo, Chumra. Daf Vav and Aleph says, when I leave something and the wind blows it down and then someone trips over it, that's not like a Bor, because that's a Kula of Kohachim Urbo. Oh, we can learn from Ish or Chayiv anyway. So, says the Rashba, very Pasha, says the Rashba that it's a Ish in and of itself, it's a Chumrah. Ah, this is very Chumrah, Ish. It's contagious. You should have been careful. You should have thought about how, when you play with fire, not play, when you use fire, you have to be very careful because you should know that unlike other things which you just predict what they will do, by fire you have to take into account what the wind might do. And if not, you're an idiot, right? They would arrest you nowadays. If I said, I lit my fire and it wasn't supposed to spread there, I didn't know there'd be wind,
or a terrorist, right?
They would arrest you. If you said, I didn't know something would move my shore, they'd say, okay, Nebuch, what can you do? It's not your fault. I didn't know something else. I didn't know something would move my car. You're supposed to know something else would move your car. But you should know something will move your ish. Right? So it's a Chumrah. But compared to the other avos, it's a kula. Why is it a kula compared to the other avos? And here he says, it's a chumrah in and of itself. You should have known. But compared to the other avos, it's a kula. He only has to say bor, right? Compared to bor, it's more kal because I didn't directly make it a mazik. By bar, I dug a pit in the street. It's already dangerous. By here, I didn't directly make it dangerous. I made a safe fire. Just then the wind blew it and made it dangerous.
You
so it's more cow.
You really take Tosus' reasoning and saying that's what the Rashba's doing.
Correct. And compared to Shar, it is more cow because it moves when something moves it. But Shor moves on its own. So he's with Tosfos. Yeah, it's really a kula compared to everything else. It has no chumra over the other thing. What do you mean? Ah, the wind might move it. The wind might move it, so it's very chumra. No, the shore moves itself. That's more chumra. The shore always moves. That's very chumra. Ace is more kal, because only something else might move it, but it itself doesn't move. And compared to boar, it's also more kal. Boar is all set up already. Ash only if the wind blows. Okay, so then it's more kal. That's the Rashba.
Why should the... In boar also, you can say it's called Ma'afirubu, because whatever gets damaged had to have done something to get damaged. What's the difference between
Okay, so that's why I said a mazik, which is a phrase that I haven't totally... You have to look, we'll get to the first shear. That the first shear, I think, in Rav Gustman's country, say shear here. By the way, as Zev Fuchs, who learns in the base better, sitting in the afternoon, to tell you the story of what happened when he heard that first shear. A great story. Something called it's a heft of a mazik, right? Basically, you're right. Boar is not going to damage by itself till something walks into it. But a boar is already a danger. If there's a boar in the street, that is a danger. If I'm a fire in my yard, that's not a danger till it blows away. It's got a heft of shal mazik. Okay, you have to grant that. Let me just point out that the Meiri is not like the Rashba. The Meiri is not like the Rashba. Why is the Meiri not like the Rashba?
Because
the Meiri, I don't know, did you have the same problem in your Meiri there in mind that's missing some words? Right? But even if you have the missing words, it's clear. What does the Meiri say? They could have said on Daf Beis and Aleph that Hever is more Chomer than Shor and Maveh because it is Koach Achar Me'urbo. It's a Chumra compared to Shor and Maveh. That's very clear, right? So, what could it have said? The Meiri, what does he say? He says that Eish is Chomor Mishor Umaveh. Dekoach Acher Me'urbo. It's more Chomor than Shor and Maveh, because Koach Achar Me'urbo, give me a second just because it's a little late. So he clearly thinks that even compared to the others, all their others Mazikin, it is a Chumra. Right? He says everything has a Chumra that the other things don't. And Eish is Koach Achar Me'urbo, which is more Chumra. So, then how does he resolve this Stira? He can't say, it's a Chumra in and of itself compared to nothing. Compared to nothing, this is Chumra. Compared to the other Mazikin, it's Kal. No, even compared to the other Mazikin, it's Chumra. So why is it Kal and Dafavim and Aleph? So here, I'm not sure. By the way, I didn't put on the Makoros, but the Raivin and Dafavim and Aleph also says a Chumra and a Kula. But he doesn't explain why, so he would be with Rashi. So Chomer and Akula doesn't explain why. Okay, what's Pshat in the Meiri? So I think the answer might be this. That's what the footnote said in the Ravid also. You might say that an Eish Mamish, then it is a Chumra. It's a pure Chumra. Koach Achar Me'urbo is only a Chumra. It's very Chumra. It's much more Chumra than the other Avos Nezikin. Koach Achar Me'urbo. But the case in Dafavim and Aleph wasn't a real Eish. It wasn't Holy Chumazik. It was just a Takala. Right? An Eish Mamish, Shaholi Chumazik? That's a big Chumra. Whoa! It's going to be Holy Chumazik. It's contagious. It can spread very easily. That's a big Chumra. But on Dafavim and Aleph, it's not so an Eish Mamish. It's only an Eish Takala. Shenishave Al Yedei Haruach, right? It's something on a boar, right? Someone trips over something. It's not holy chumazik. Someone trips over something that landed someplace because the wind swept it there. Over there, it is a kula. Why? And here I'm going to say something which will be more acceptable to Ben. What's the difference? Over here, it's very pashut. If it's an eish mamish, then it is a pure chumra because it's already burning, and every fire is already burning and going, and obviously, or let me say just better, because the Eish is already here. It just has to move. And that's a chumrah. You know it's for sure going to move. Come on, koachach urbo. So many things can move an eish. A wind can move an eish. An animal can move the eish. A tree, and so many things move an eish. But over here, when you're talking about someone trips over something, that the wind blew into place, and then someone tripped over it. So over here, the takala does not exist at all until the wind creates it. No, the takala doesn't exist at all until the wind creates it. If the takala doesn't exist over here, someone might trip over. Someone might trip over this rock if the wind blows it someplace. No, that's already a kula. Someone might trip over it if the wind blows it someplace. I don't know, this rock is not going to hurt anyone. Maybe it's a rock that can't land on anyone. Maybe it's like on a very low, it's on a very low stoop that can't actually break anything when it falls. And, you know, just it might first fall and someone trip over it. That's very indirect, right? It's not dangerous at all. It's not going to hurt anyone at all unless someone trips over it. Unless the wind blows in place, someone trips over it. Maybe because then it's kal. If the wind has to blow it and then someone has to trip over it, you're two steps removed from hezek. Right here you are. Two steps from damage. First the wind has to blow it, then someone has to trip over it. That's very cow. But here, no, you're only one step. The H is already going. Or the rock is already loose. It just has to move from point A to point B and hit someone. Then that's more hover.
Why couldn't somebody trip over it now? Oh, this is in your property?
Yeah, it's on the stoop. What? No, your H is already burning. It's just burning in your property.
Right.
But it could travel and burn in the next property.
Maybe also trip on this.
What? No, no, right, trip on this. It's not someplace.
Maybe because it's in your property. So you should call it. Same with
A. No. Am I going to have to go back to Shay Mazik? Is the question. Am I going to have to go back to Shay Mazik? All right, let me think about that. Anyway, I just want to point out that, this will end, we'll have to go on to Tzuros next time. By the way, here you could take, I didn't get a chance to finish, but I started writing up the course for next time. If anyone wants to start, you know, from now till lunch, they can take a copy. But I'll just point out one thing. Here we have a fundamental machlokis. What's the fundamental machlokis? Is kochach rubo a kula or a chumra? Tosos makes it a kula. The Rashba makes it in between. And then the basically makes it a chumra. Right? So, here's the question. Koach acher me'urevo. Me'urevo. Tosos, kula. Me'iri says it's a chumra in all cases of eish. Only in the case of bor it's a kula. And the Rashba is in between. Okay, simple question. Misvara, which makes more sense? Kula or chumra? Kula or chumra, which makes more sense? On the one hand, I see the kula. It doesn't damage by itself. Something else makes it damage. On the other hand, I see the chumrah. Whoa, you should have been extra careful. Everyone knows you should be extra careful by a fire because koach achamurvo. Everyone knows that there's special fire safety because the wind could blow a fire, and they're not special safety by all the other things. So is it a kula or a chumrah? Like, why should you say one way or the other?
There's no language selling it's kula. I mean, if you wanted to say that, you can travel wherever you want, but then travel wherever you want.
I don't know. I'm not convinced at all.
It's all relative.
It's all relative, okay. After you could try. You could take this back to our hakira at the very beginning of the year. Is it mamoncha or is it shmira? Right? Mitzad shmira? Shmira is all a matter of asukiya daiti, what you should have thought of. Then Rashi's right. You should have thought of it. It should be a chumra. Mitzad shmira, it should be a chumra. Now, okay, the problem is the Rishonim are not going to work out here. So you have to leave this a little bit with Sarah Yon. But you'd think, mitzad shmira, it's a chumra. After all, you should have thought of it more. Mitzad mamoncha, your object was mazik here? Yeah, your object was mazik, but something else was also mazik with it. Your object didn't do all the hezek. Something else was, God's object also did the hezek, right? He's mashma ruach, not me. So, here you could have said that maybe this is based on a lamdus. If you look at it, mitzad choser shmira and pshia, then it's a chumra. You should have been more careful. There's more pshia. If you look at mitzad, your mamon did it, then here it's less my mamon doing it, because my mamon only wouldn't have done it. It's only God's mamon that did it. He owns the wind. I don't own the wind. Okay. It doesn't work out so well in Rashi and Tosa, so we'll leave that Bitzarach Iyan. That's what we would say Misvara, but we'll have to leave Bitzarach Iyan because it doesn't work out so well in the Rishonim. Okay, so we'll pick up Rishonim the next time. Agav, what you want to put in your notes from last time is that, remember we had a chakir where the bor tes and bor yud are two separate avos of the same av?
Right.
Remember we had that crazy shita based on the Yushalmi?
Yeah.
That a bor tes is chayim v'kelim, bor yud is potter? If it's the same av, there's no way you can have that crazy shita. Right. It's a one av. Why would one be chayim v'kelim, the other potter kelim? If it's two different avos, I still wouldn't have said that, but you at least could have that shita. So I would put it back on that list of nafkaminas. Yeah. I meant to say it last time, but it slipped my mind. It slipped my mind this time too, so just put it in your notes. Yeah. Okay.
Rabbi, I insist that the Ritz is forcing the Rosh in the way that he wanted to. The Rosh says, the Rosh is talking about it, that he needs to be a board in order to be able to free up a disease. He's not talking about this.